Congratulations, first of all, on the filling the position of your lead pastor. I think you've got a good couple, and I see great years ahead for this church as you reach out in this area. I said this to someone because when I got out of my truck this morning, I did not. Silly of me. You think I should know the difference. But I didn't realize the black ice was on the snow, and I fell and slipped and hit my head. So if I say anything that's not scriptural this morning, blame Pastor Zach. No, I saw Jim Malloy. Blame Jim Malloy. That's better. That's even better. I found a prayer a little while ago, and I've been praying it before I preach, and it came through email. So not everything on social media is a lie. Okay, and argumentative, but this was good, and it just touched my heart, because this is the way I feel, so understand my heart this morning as I read it, and then I will pray freelance, okay? O Lord, concerning my preaching today, germinate in people's hearts any seeds of truth planted by your Spirit. Erase from their minds all foolishness and untruth spoken. So there's where I see I'm covering myself here. Allow me to see some fruit that exalts Christ's power. Hide me from any fruit that tempts me to exalt myself. Father, that's my heart this morning. And I know the heart of the Holy Spirit this morning in this church at Cornerstone is to bring glory to Jesus, that Jesus would be seen. Not this guy standing on the platform, but that Jesus would be seen. And through the seeing Jesus this morning, it would change our lives for the coming year. So, Father, I ask that right now that you would just minister by your Spirit. Help my thoughts to be clear and my speech. May I articulate, Lord, what you want this people to hear this morning. And through it all, Lord, lives will be changed and Jesus will get the glory. And everyone said, amen. Amen. The title of the message this morning is a word for you that want to grow this year. I'm not going to ask how many want to grow this year, because I know we all want to grow in some way. We've all grown in one way a little bit over the last week or so with the different meals and lots of food. We are so blessed, aren't we? And we're so thankful for those things. And many people make New Year's resolutions this time of the year. Stuff they want to change either in their lifestyle or some personal traits they want to improve or remove from their lives. New Year's is a great time to stir up our lives in regards to our personal and spiritual growth. We make personal resolutions regarding our weight, our eating habits, what we do with our time, dealing with relationships that are not good for us, our prayer life, our study of the Bible, and we could go on and on. And someone said, many people make January the 1st a reset, a starting over on habits that are important to them. Now, these things are not, resolutions are not all bad, but we all know from personal experience that even the best of resolutions can fall by the wayside when life begins to happen. Some of us this year really need, and hear me well here, you need to stop letting the negative stuff of your past dictate our future. Even now, some are saying, I know you're right, I know you're right. I keep thinking about the stuff that's so bad and negative that happened, but how do I change these things? Well, I want to suggest one thing this morning. It is not going to be through multiple resolutions that we sometimes make January the 1st, and by February the 1st, they're broken. In fact, I read some statistics and said 9 out of 10 people will fail with their resolutions. Are you encouraged yet? 50% of resolution makers will fail by the end of January. Oh, hallelujah. I'm feeling good already. What we probably already know is that roughly 10% of people actually keep their resolutions and goals. And we all think we're one of the 10%. Now, I'm not saying making resolutions is a bad thing, is wrong or foolish. I would encourage anyone who is trying to make positive changes, in their personal lives to go for it. Go for it. What I'm saying is this morning, though, is if you really want to focus and absolutely see change, I believe this message is going to help you. So what I would like to accomplish this morning is to give one practical way that will help some in their journey to spiritual health. The problem some of us have is we think because we submitted our lives to Jesus, we're already believers, we feel we will grow or we should grow automatically. I read a statement just a little while ago that caught my attention. And the old leadership guru, John Maxwell, said it, if you know him. He said, you show me a person who assumes, and I'll show you a person who is daily disappointed. I sincerely believe this morning, if you intentionally follow through what I'm going to talk about, by the end of this year, you and I will see change for the better. You'll be able to look back and say, I'm different than I was at the beginning of 2019. Things have changed. Now, the truth this morning is most of us, I'm not the only one, have a number of areas where we need to grow and change. We can all have difficulty in growing, and it is difficult sometimes to grow. But as someone said, the fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that is worthwhile. So the theme of this message is to narrow down a singular way to change and grow, something practical that we all can do. The reason I'm saying this is because I've tried it, and it's working for me. We're all alike in many ways. Sometimes when I try to do multiple things at once, I get frazzled, I get frustrated, I get discouraged, I get overwhelmed, and when that happens, of course, my spiritual growth suffers. Now, I want to give a biblical example this morning, and some of you have been wondering, is there going to be any Bible this morning at all? Yes, I do have a text. And it's the foundation for what I want to share with you. It's a scripture that you would know, Philippians 3, 13 to 14 from the New Living Translation. The Apostle Paul, who wrote this, says, no, dear brothers and sisters, he's talking to the church, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Turn to your neighbor and say, one thing. One thing, one thing. I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, 2019. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. So what's Paul talking about? He said, I have not achieved it. He's talking about his maturity in Christ or where he wants to be in Christ. He says, forgetting the past. What was he referring to here? Well, if you've read the Bible at all, but there is one letter he wrote to a young pastor, Timothy, in 1 Timothy 1:15. He said to him about himself, he said, I'm the worst of sinners. And some translations say, I am the chief of sinners. Now, why would Paul say that about himself? Here's a guy writing the Bible. Why would he say that about himself? Let me read you some background. Acts chapter 8, 1 to 3. A crowd had gathered. There was a young man named Stephen there who was a deacon in the church. And here's what it says. Saul was one of the witnesses. This Saul, that's the same guy, Paul. And he agreed completely with the killing of Stephen, who was a believer. Paul at this time wasn't. A great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem. And all the believers, except the apostles, were scattered through the regions of Judea and Samaria. Some devout men came and buried Stephen with great mourning. But Saul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went into people's houses, house to house, dragging out both men and women and throwing them into prison. Make no wonder, he said, forgetting the past. Can maybe in that crowd or in the church crowd where he was trying to break into as a believer, maybe the parents of Stephen, who had lost their son because of him, could have been still around. There was a possibility that some people were still in prison because of Paul. See, Paul was hunting down believers everywhere. Paul was like a bounty hunter. He was a violent man. He was like the old Russian KGB. He was an enforcer. He was a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to the church. Don't you think that his past could have hindered him? Could have changed his destiny? Even the believers were against him at first. They were afraid. They might have even reminded him of his past. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. But I know in Acts 9:26 it says, when Paul arrived in Jerusalem, this was just after he had been a Christian for a while, he tried to meet with believers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he had truly become a believer. They were suspicious. See, Paul had to deal with his past. So what I want you to get from the text this morning, forgetting doesn't mean never remembering. Forgetting doesn't mean amnesia. But because of the acceptance of God's grace, I will not allow it to hinder my progress. That's what Paul was saying. Basically, I accept what God says about me because I've accepted his forgiveness. Have I done wrong things? Yes. But now the Bible tells me I'm a saint. Yeah, you don't have to die to be a saint if you're a Christian. You're already a saint. You're forgiven. You're more than a conqueror. You're a brand new person. Forgiven people do not have to be bound by the disasters of the past. Aren't you glad? Forgiven people do not have to be bound by the disasters of the past. True grace does that for a person. I thank God for that. That I thank God that I do not have to be bound by some of the things I've done in the past. And that could even be what I did last week. The lesson here is that if we've asked for forgiveness, we must never allow the craziness and sin of our past to stop or hinder our God-given destiny. Never. Paul in Philippians, again, I want to read it again. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. I have not achieved it yet. And we all would say that this morning. But I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past, I look forward to what lies ahead. Forgetting 2018 and the things that I've done that maybe weren't right, I press on to 2019. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. I've kind of paraphrased it. And here's the way I put it for myself. I'm not there yet when it comes to be what I need to be, what I want to be and need to be in Christ. But I will not let the terrible things, the sin I did in the past, affect the direction that my life is now going in Christ. Through Jesus, I will intentionally go forward and reach the end of my life's journey and spend eternity with Christ and receive everything he has for me. Therefore, we need to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere. We can't just wallow in what happened in the past or let anybody else keep us in the wrong that happened in the past. We must begin to go forward. We can't maybe attack every area here. Once you say, you should see the list of things that's got wrong with me, deal with one thing. Let me give you a couple more examples of this one thing so you won't accuse me of lifting out one verse and trying to build a spiritual principle. The psalmist in 27:4. He says, the one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. Now, he wasn't saying, set up a camp cot in the main auditorium of the church for me, because that's where I'm moving. He was saying, see, back in that culture, the temple represented the presence of God. Represent where you meet with God. We know it's different now in the New Testament era. Where you can meet with God anywhere. But so he's saying, you know, this is one thing I want to be. I want to be close to God. I want to understand what he wants. I want my life to be ordered by him. And then in New Testament, here's what Jesus said in Luke 10:42. He was at this house. It was Mary and Martha. Martha was kind of scurrying around trying to get everything ready. And she was getting upset because Mary wasn't helping her, and Jesus said this, there's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Getting close to the Lord is more important than anything else. Someone said, some are not winning anywhere because they're trying to fight everywhere. Here's a personal example for me. Here's what I started back a few years ago, and it came out of social media, an email I had received. And so I took it to heart. I said, Lord, I want to try this. So I did some thinking and praying early at the beginning of the year. And thinking and praying is not the same time. Sometimes we do a lot of thinking, but not a lot of praying. But just think about your own life, where you want to go. What is the one thing I want spiritually this year? That's what I prayed. And that was back in 2016. And a word kept coming to my mind as I began to sincerely think about this that spoke to me where I wanted to go in 2016 for my spiritual life. And that was the word higher. Higher in my thinking, in my actions, in my motives, in my relationships. For a believer, a word in itself, of course, is not enough. You can come up with any word you want. But what does the Bible say? That was concerning me. What is there anything in the Bible that kind of supports what I'm thinking about right now? Is there a verse? And here's a verse that I believe God directed me to, Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Oh, that, I wanted that for my life for 2016. So I made a copy of the word, printed it out. I placed that word higher. I placed the Bible reference with it in a place at home where I would see it. I put it on my calendar because if you have a smartphone, you can put it on the calendar once and it'll come up for every day of the year. So I did that. So I would not forget what my one word was for that year. And every day when I looked at the calendar on my phone, I saw that word higher and I saw the verse. Of course, this also became part of my prayer life. Did I see any results? I believe I did. I hope other people did too, but I believe I grew higher with God that year. I believe I grew better in my relationships with people. I was so personally encouraged at the end of 2016 that I decided to do it again for the following year. So I spent some time again asking God what my one word and my verse would be for 2017. My one word for 2017 was the word courage. Now, some of you, if you know me and know me at all, you would think, well, what do you need courage for? You're a preacher. You planted the church. You've had a bit of a ministry run, and you've been a believer for decades. And you know what I've discovered? That the enemy of my soul is not intimidated by any so-called accomplishments. He's not intimidated whatsoever. He still will attack you no matter if you've been saved 70 years. He is out to get you because you love Jesus Christ. So I realized I always need to be vigilant. Even as I am approaching the, not quite there for the full pension yet. Hopefully the government's got some left until I get 65. It's coming. But I want to grow in God. I don't care how old I am. I want to grow in God. I really want to serve the Lord. So that year I kicked up a little bit, kicked it up a little to help me be a courageous follower of Jesus Christ. First of all, I asked God for a verse to help me focus on again that year. And here's a verse that kept coming to me over and over and over. Joshua 1 and 9. Some of you will know the verse. You've read it lots of times. Some of you. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Someone needs to hear that this morning. You need to hear that this morning because of the fears in your own life. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go. Hear that for your own heart this morning. Great verse. I loved it. If you don't know how to find a verse in the Bible, well, if you get a Bible, in the back of a Bible, there's a concordance, or you can get concordances, or right now you can just go on Google and say, you know, say whatever word comes in your mind, and where is it in the Bible, and it'll give you a bunch of verses. So it makes it pretty easy for you. So 2000, and of course there's leadership in the church would help you with that. 2018, I continued. Anybody want to know what my one word was for this year? Pleasing. Pleasing. I believe that's the word the Lord directed me. And the verse he directed me was Psalms 19 and 14. May the words of my mouth, the meditations, and I look at the thoughts, meditations of my heart, be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock, and my Redeemer. Lord, I just want to think the thoughts that are pleasing to you. I want to say things that are pleasing to you. Am I the only one that sometimes shoots off your mouth before your brain gets in gear? There's two of us. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's someone. I'm not alone. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't. And there's times I think stuff I shouldn't. But you know what I found? You know what I found? In 2018, the Lord helped me. The Lord helped me. There's times my mind was going away, and all of a sudden, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing, not to the people around me, that works too, but to you, O Lord. That's what I want, Lord. I really do want that. And I found it different. I found I was catching myself more than one. You know what I also found? Those of you who are on social media, you know all about this. You've been tempted many times, and some of you have fell into the temptation. When people put stupid stuff on, should I say that word? Put things that are not correct on social media. And you just want to reply. Ooh. And I thank God in 2018 I never once replied to anyone. Because I did not feel I wanted to get into an argument. If I'm going to talk to somebody in debate, I want to see them face to face. You know, 2019 is just about here. And for me, it's shaping up to be a year of determination. And my one word is determination. The verse is a little bit different than I've ever used before, but this is the verse that came to me as I began to think about that, and is in Psalm 17 and 3. You have tested my thoughts, and you've examined my heart in the night. See, that's what God is doing. You have scrutinized me and found nothing wrong. I can't say that is true, but that's what I want to be true. So maybe in the day of age of grace, the age of the cross, after Jesus died for me, when God looks at me through Jesus Christ, he sees me because Jesus has taken my sin. But the last part is that I am determined. I am determined not to sin in what I say. Psalm 27 and 3. And I'm going to give you some practical stuff as I get near the end here. By the way, when I say that, that doesn't mean it's in 2 minutes, okay? So don't, that would be more like 10. To help me not get distracted from this, because I do get distracted. Anybody else get distracted sometimes? Yeah, okay, it's a few of us. The rest of you, you need prayer. But a few weeks down the road or months down the road, here's what I've been doing. I put it, first, and I'll put it on the overhead. I put it on my calendar for every day of the year. Now, it's easy if you have a smartphone, because it's just type it in once and it's done. So maybe that one might not work for you because you don't use phones that way. But here's the second one will work. I printed the word and verse and placed a copy in my house where I would be every day so I could see it. I placed a copy in my truck on the dash so that every time I sit in the truck, I am reminded of the Bible verse. And so are the mechanics that service my truck. So that way I'm memorizing the verse. It helps me grow. Fourthly, I make it a part of my prayer time. Lord, as I left 2018, I pray, Lord, help me be more pleasing to you. 2019, I'll be praying, Lord, help me be more determined in the way I live so I live a more positive life going forward. And fifthly, I went a little further. And this is for me. Not everybody's going to do that because some of you ladies would look terrible with this hat on. But I got my hat and I was out west visiting my grandsons and son at West, and my grandsons, they went from here, even went with us, and they helped me go to Lids and make up this hat with Psalm 19:14. That was last year. Because I'm not rolling in the dough, I'm going to get this year's money with a reference put on this side. And do you know what happened, though? It forces you to witness, too. I've had people say, what is PS 19:14? And every time they say, I say, oh, it's may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to the Lord. I said, it's a Bible verse. And that's kind of my theme for this year. I don't know if anybody's got saved through it or not. But I know some people have got the Bible through it. And that's so it's, even though it's for me, it's also for other people. So here's the challenge for you. Now, I'm sure there are some here this morning, and this is quite okay, saying, I don't need to do that to grow in God. And it's like I said, it's okay. If you're doing something now that works for you, go for it. You're seeing steady growth in your life. What you're doing, go for it. That's awesome. But this might be for some who feel stuck spiritually, because anybody can do this. And so why not implement this one thing this year and follow through and see where you are at the end of the year. See, as someone said, growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to get better. Did you hear that? Growth is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to get better. I can't guarantee that what this would do for everyone, how it's going to work. But I know if we're not growing with what we're doing, it's time to try something a little bit different that's focused and simple. So here are some steps you can take if you want to plan for growth and change this year. Where are the ushers? Ushers, would you get those cards and pass out? Make sure everyone, I don't know if they're back in yet or not. But if they're not, they'll get them in. Yeah, get these cards. They're back on the... And I got a little card for everyone. It's like a business card. Just to remind you, use it if you want. If you don't, give it to somebody else and let them use it. Matter of fact, even if you're not serving the Lord, this thing would work for you, okay? But I would encourage you. I'll talk more about that in a minute. Here's number one thing to do. This is almost like a sin today. Unplug from the media. Once in a while. I never said it forever, okay? That would be like fasting for 40 days for some of us. Unplug from the media once in a while. the computer, the television, everything. And why? Do I have some quiet time for meditating in prayer and reading the Bible? Just take a few moments to do that. Just do that. And then secondly, pray. Lord, what do you want to do in my life this year? Because you know what? The Lord's more concerned about what's going to happen in 2019 than we are sometimes. What do you want to do in my life this year, Lord? And secondly, because the Lord don't only want to do something in your life, Lord, what do you want to do through me? Because every single one of you here, the Lord wants to do something through you that will affect other people. Thirdly, write down whatever God brings to your mind. Just something practical. Ask God to show you a particular verse or verses that you need to memorize and make your theme for the year. And this verse should speak to the word you feel is yours for the year. And then fifthly, keep the word and verse front and center in your face. Keep it in your face. Write it down, including the Bible verse. Put it on the calendar. Put it in your car. We all go to washroom every day. Put it in the washroom. Number seven, tell someone you trust who will encourage you throughout the year. And I have a friend who I tell stuff to, and I will be telling him. I haven't talked to him yet before 2019. I will. And tell him, say, here's what I've chosen this year. Well, once in a while during the year, will you remind me how I'm doing with that? Am I doing okay with being determined to serve the Lord the way I say in the verse? My challenge to you is that are struggling to apply this one thing, this one suggestion to your life this year, I challenge you to do it. Let's all do something that's going to cause us to grow spiritually and be more like Jesus this year. You know, the stats right across the board in North America is that in some areas that Christianity is not having the influence in society that it should. You know what? If we start living the word, we will make a difference in society. We will. If we live what the Bible says. And you got to start somewhere. No, dear brothers, I have not achieved it yet. So I'm standing here saying that to you as Apostle Paul. But I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past, I look forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling me, calling us. If we do what the Word says, here's what we can expect. Bring up the last slide there. We can expect some change. I know that seems out of focus, but you know what? Your future right now might seem out of focus. But as you meditate on, get closer to God and use the Word of God in your life, that'll become brighter. What's going to happen in your life in 2019? Someone else said, if you become intentional, that means you put some effort into it, with your growth, you'll outgrow almost everyone you know. Let me say that again to you. If I become intentional with my growth, I'll grow almost everyone I know. If I become intentional, that's not being a pride thing. Is it like, I'm determined to grow in God, and here's one thing I'm going to do. I want to do, as I conclude here, I want to do an illustration for you. I should have chosen some people to help me with this, but I didn't do it at the beginning of the service, so I'm not going to embarrass anybody now, just in case I pick on somebody that wouldn't want to come up to the front. Let's say, I'll pick on the Christmas tree because I can't fight back. Let's say the Christmas tree is where I started. That's the point in my life where I started to become a Christian. And let's say this table here is where I want to be with Jesus. You can even say it looks like Jesus. So I become a Christian right here. And I'm going for him, looking at Jesus. And as I keep looking at Jesus, sometimes, and I get into the Word, it seems like, and this is where I wouldn't need the other person, it's like that he keeps moving a little further away. I'm not so much like him as I thought. And I keep moving forward, and it seems like, this is not really happening, but it can seem like it in your own life. I mean, you've been saved for many years, and still you see, man, I have so many things, I'm not like the Lord yet. Is there anyone besides me? You realize, I'm not, boy, there's some things that's not like Jesus yet. And it can seem like that in your life. So how do you get the proper perspective? You look back. I'm not closest to that spot where I came in as I am right now. And as I move forward more, where I got in is a lot further away. So sometimes you need to look back. You need to remember what you were and realize what you are now. You're not the woman you used to be. You're not the man you used to be. You're different now. You're not yet, what Paul says, I've not yet achieved it. But there's one thing, I'm forgetting that what's behind. I'm moving forward. I'm going to keep moving forward. Yeah, I might fall flat on my face tomorrow, but I'm getting up and keep moving because I'm not there where I used to be. And that's what Paul was talking about. It's really so simple. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 26, he talked about himself, or he talks about remembering that we weren't powerful, we weren't wise when it comes to the world, we weren't wealthy when it comes to the world. And he said about himself in our text, I'm not yet where I want to be, but I'm forgetting where I was and what I did. I'm going forward with Jesus Christ. That's a word for you this morning. That's a word that's helped my heart. If you're here this morning and you say, well, I'm not even a follower of Jesus right now. I'm not yet following Jesus. Well, there's one thing you need to do to prepare your heart for eternity. And that is to accept Jesus Christ as Lord of your life and as your Savior. You say, yeah, but I was, you know, my parents have went to church all their lives. And I was born kind of into the church. You can be born into the church, like Cornerstone. My parents were Christians all of my life. But one day I had to make a decision for myself and say, Jesus, would you forgive my sins? I want to be part of your family. I want you to order my life and show me the direction I should take in my life. And then I became a Christian. Maybe as a follower here this morning, you need to ask yourself again, what is the one thing I'm going to work on this year? I'd encourage you to use those cards if you feel like it. It can work for anything if you really ask the Lord and trust the Lord about it. Just even on that thing, there's a website there that you can find some stuff you can print off to help you with that if you want. But would you just bow your heads for a moment? And maybe Barry and the drummer would come up. You guys did a great job this morning, but I want to sing a song. Man, it's gone right in my mind. I think it might be the last one we sung. I can't remember what it was now. Yes, that one. We'll sing that one in just a moment. But everyone's with their heads bowed just for a moment. And if you're here this morning, this is the last Sunday in 2018. What a great time to do the one thing that will change your destiny. The one thing that will change where you will spend eternity. It's so easy to get it all right by accepting Jesus Christ. The living it out takes some effort and takes some perseverance. But the Lord is here with all of his love this morning and saying, look, if you want to follow me, I'm here for you. He got his arms outstretched. He's welcoming you to come. If you're a prodigal this morning, and a prodigal is someone who once was with the Father, but not now anymore because they're kind of running their own way. And you say, you know what, I need to get back to where I used to be. So if you're not yet following Jesus, no one's looking around, just for a moment, and you're saying, you know what, would you just pray for me in just a moment? I'm not going to embarrass anyone, but if you're here like that and you're saying, you know, I really want to follow the Lord and know what it really means to be a Christian. Just put up your hand just for a moment, and you can put it down again. Just put up your hand if you're like that. You just say, you know, I need to follow the Lord. I'm not following him right now, and I would like to. And maybe even as a believer, there are some here too. You say, you know what? I like to try that because there are some things I really need to deal with. And I'm going to pick one this year and ask the Lord to give me a Bible verse because his word is life. It really is. And I really want to do that this year. And I'm going to try it. Is there anyone? Anyone? You just saying, you know, I want to follow the Lord this year that way. There's some things I need to pick on. Yes, yes. Thank you. Just do the simple thing. Just get along with the Lord and say, Lord, what are some areas I need to work on? And if you're full of fear, then maybe courage is the word, or brave, or whatever. I don't know. And then find a verse that you can use and memorize and use it all during the year. Father, you know every one of these people here this morning. You know where we are in our walk in life. You know the stuff that trips us up and hinders us and kind of messes up what we want to do, what we want to be, and where we want to go. Would you help us, Lord, this morning? As we're here, Lord, celebrating the end of this season and this year, 2018. Lord, as we look forward to the coming year, help us to see what you want to do in our lives, what needs to be changed. And help us, Lord, like Paul, Lord, to forget the stuff that hindered us in the past and press forward. I pray for every brother and sister, everyone that raised their hand, even those that didn't raise their hand, but they feel like, you know what, I got to try some of this, because if I don't, I'm going to end up the same way at the end of 2019 as I am at 2018. And that's not the intention for your life this morning. The Lord wants to touch you and minister on you. Lord, bless this people. Have your way with them as they go forward into the future with their new pastor. Just minister to them in a special way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be standing here at the front. Why don't we stand together? We're going to sing that song that Barry's playing there. If there's anybody that needs prayer, just feel free to come forward. And I'll agree with you in prayer before we dismiss the service. And maybe, Barry, you dismiss the service when you're finished.